我翻开新约圣经希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to our Bibles, the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
我们从第五章的第十一节读到第六章的第二节。
We'll read from chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 2.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
Concerning him, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing.
看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端定教导你们，并且成了那能必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But solid food is for the mature,who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神，各样洗礼，按手治理，治理死人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。
Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ,Let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of instruction about washings and laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再次靠着你爱子使我们开了一条又新又活的路，再次来到你的面前。
And Father, once again, by the new and living way that is opened by your beloved Son, we come before you.
再次借着你所赐给我们宝贝的圣言，再次向我们说话。
And once again, through these precious words, you are speaking to us.
教导我们，带领我们能够离开基督道理的开端，能够竭力进到完全的地步。
And leading us through your teaching to move beyond the elementary teachings of the Christ to the fullness of maturity.
我们在你面前等候你向我们施恩。
We await before you to give us grace.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in your name.
Amen. 我们有一段时间在交通哥林多后书跟希伯来书。
We spent a period of time sharing about 2 Corinthians and the Hebrews.
这两卷书都是教导神的儿女们要能够进到完全。
And these two books are about the children of the Lord entering into maturity.
虽然一批弟兄姊妹是外邦的哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，一批是希伯来的圣徒。
One hand, there is a group of Gentile believers in the Church of Corinth, and then the other hand, there are the Jewish believers in the Book of Hebrews.
主说呢，他们都是婴孩，只能吃奶的。
The Lord said to both of them, they are both infants, they can only partake of milk.
但是神的心意是不让我们留在那个地步啊，就算是这些婴孩，他要他们进入完全。
But the Lord's will is not to leave them as they are, as infants, but to have them grow into maturity.
圣经说到我们的完全的时候，是相对的完全啊。
When the Bible speaks of maturity, it speaks of
perfection. Relative perfection.
Relative perfection.
那也就是说，我们只要在生命当中不断地往前走，啊，今天比昨天好，啊，明天比今天好，神在神的眼中看我们就是完全。
And so, when the Bible speaks of this perfection, it is, in comparison day by day that we are continuing to grow. That today we are more perfect than yesterday, and tomorrow will be more perfect than today.
所以呢，圣经常常把完全的跟成熟长大成人是在一起说的哈，是可以互换的。
And so the Bible uses the words here, perfection and maturity, in conjunction or oftentimes they're interchangeable.
所以呢，神的心意是要我们进入完全，也就是要我们不断的在主面前长进啊，往长大成人。
And so the Lord wants us to become perfect, therefore He wants us to continue to grow in maturity.
那么每一个基督徒在神面前都必须要天天的长大哈，要不然再进入完全。
And so every Christian needs to continue to mature before the Lord to enter into this perfection.
在五章第八后半段跟六章的前半段呢，他告诉我们两个原因，我们为什么要不断的往前长。
And so at the end of Hebrews chapter 5 and the beginning of Hebrews chapter 6, it gives us a couple reasons for why we need to persist in this maturity.
一个呢，他是说呢，人如果只能吃奶的话呢，都不熟练仁义的道理。
And so it says, those who only partake of milk are not accustomed to the word of righteousness.
要认识神的公义的话呢，我们必须要在主里面成长，才能够认识他。
In order to know the Lord's will, we need to be mature to understand Him.
那我们的时候，我们信主了，我们就称义了，我们就认为我们知道神的公义了。
If when we first believe and we are made righteous and we think now we are righteous, we understand God's will.
但是呢，我发觉呢，就算是信主了好多年之后呢，对于神的公义还有很多的不认识。
But after we believed in the Lord for many years, we find that our understanding of God's righteousness is still so little.
当我们开始读旧约的时候，我们就发觉我们的神怎么这么严厉哈？那么他要以色列人进迦南之后呢，要把一族一族一层一层的灭哈。
And when we read the Old Testament and we see the Lord's demands for the people of Israel are so strict that when they entered the land of Canaan, that people after people and city after city are to be entirely destroyed.
这个在现代人的眼光中，这是种族清洗啊，这是不能够接受的事情。
In today's view, this is genocide, and it is not something that is acceptable.
那不但是这样子啊，在历史当中，我们看见神的管教下来的时候，也非常非常的严厉啊。
And we see time and again that the Lord's discipline is so very strict.
那么索多玛俄摩拉呢，一天呢这之内啊，神就把整个城灭了。
And Sodom and Gomorrah, that in one day the entire city was destroyed.
那么在挪亚的时代的时候，整个洪水把整个世代当世代的人全部灭绝，只有挪亚一家八口得救。
And in the time of Noah, that the whole world was destroyed by flood, and only Noah's family was preserved.
当我们在读最近我们在读启示录的启示录，说到神的后来降灾的时候是非常非常可怕的。
And now we're reading Revelations, and in those, in the book of Revelations, those disasters are so terrible.
那么在第四印的时候，有四分之一的人被交于死亡。在第六印第六号的时候，有三分之一的人，在地上的人被杀尽。
In those days, one fourth of people will die, and then when the sixth trumpet blows, a third of those remaining would be killed.
今天人在说到世上的一些灾难的时候，说你看，如果你们神是一个慈爱的神的话，怎么会允许这么多的灾难临到这世界呢？
And so people will say today, if your Lord is so loving, why would He allow so many terrible things to happen?
但是我们还没有看到神在末日的时候，他降灾的时候那个可怕，今天根本是比不上，这根本算不上什么。
And so when those end days come upon us, we haven't seen yet how terrifying those days would be, and that the things of today can't compare to it.
所以不单是说一些不信主的人，他们读到这些事情的时候，他们不能够接受，不能相信。
And so not to speak of those who haven't believed, that when they hear these things, they will not receive it.
就算是一些信主的人呢，一段时间看到这事情不明白的时候，他们也退后了，他们离开主了。
But even those who believe in the Lord, when they see these things, they may not understand it, and they will step back away from Him.
那么圣经说呢，那个公义和公平是他宝座的根基哈。
So the Bible says that righteousness and justice are the foundations of the Lord's throne.
那么是那个如果神要能够治理整个世界的话，他的公义不能够一点。
And so if the Lord is to judge this world, then not a single bit of righteousness can be put aside.
那么神为什么要赐下福音呢？
Then why was the Lord sending the gospel?
罗马书第一章他说呢，因为神的义呢，正在这福音上显明出来。
In Romans chapter 1 it says, For the righteousness of God is revealed from faith.
那么神之所以要赐下福音是不是因为他是一个公义的神，他不单是一个仁爱的神，他更是一个公义的神。如果神不是这么他的公义要求这么高的话呢，他不需要赐下福音的。
The gospel does not only reveal God's love, but it also serves to reveal God's righteousness. Because if his standards were not so high, then he would have no need for the gospel.
所以呢，他所以说呢，如果我们要真的认识神的公义的话呢，我们必须在主里才成长。
And so.If we want to understand God's righteousness, we must mature.
那么时间越来越过去，我们越来越不但认识神的爱，好，我们是的喜欢谈神的爱，我们更能够认识神他是一个什么样的公义的神。
And so as time goes on, we share not just about God's love, and we love to hear about God's love, but we need to share of God's righteousness and understand it.
他说呢，要不但是认识神的公义，他叫熟练仁义的道理。
And so, not only do we need to understand His righteousness, but to practice our senses to discern good and evil.
我们不单要知道神是什么样的公义的神，我要知道这个公义要显在我们信主人身上。
So we need to not only understand God's righteousness, but understand how it is revealed in ourselves.
他说呢，凡是唯独长大成人的，才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
那我们从小的时候呢，就被教导，这要知道好歹，什么是对的，什么是错的，对不对
？And so when we're young, we need to be trained to discern what is good and what is bad.
那我们呢，给对人一个最严厉的一种指责，这个人不知道好歹，对不对？
And the most strict thing we can say about a person is that they don't understand what is good.
那个啊，我怎么会呢？我们对的错的，我从小就晓得哈，我就被教导知道什么样是对的，什么是错的。
When we say you know someone doesn't understand the difference between good and evil, how can that be? Almost all of us we're trained since we're young to understand what is.Good and bad.
但是呢，我们在主里面一天天的长大的时候，越来越认识神的公义了，才发觉我们所认的对跟错，跟神的那个标准差很远呢。
But as we mature in the Lord, we find that our understanding of good and evil is very far off from God's standards.
那么很多时候呢，我们所对的对跟错都是这个世界上的标准。世界说的这个对，我们呢也被洗脑了，我们说这个是对。世界说不对，这个不对，我们说这个不对。
And so oftentimes we find that our understanding of good and evil is that of the world. That we've been brainwashed to understand when the world says this is good, then this is good, and this is evil, then this is evil.
很多时候呢，我们呢做一些事情，我们里头觉得不太对，可是因为说大家都这么做嘛，哈，我们也就说真的没关系哈，大家都做了，我也跟着做了。
And sometimes when we are asked to do something, we feel in ourselves, you know, something's not quite right, but everyone else is doing it anyway, so we'll just go and do it.
那么你发觉呢，如果我们在主里头成长的话，那么会慢慢觉得，不但是我们呢对于对跟错那个更敏锐、更清楚了，那么我们呢更能够照着行了，更能够显出神他自己的公义来。
So as we mature in the Lord, we find that we not only understandthe Lord's standards for good and evil, but we find we are more able to adhere to them as well and demonstrate God's righteousness.
所以呢，就算是能够分辨好歹这么一件简单的事情呢，都是必须要在主里头不断的成长才行。
So even this understanding of what is good and evil, we need to mature in the Lord.
那是我们的心窍要习练的通达，那么里面呢越过越敏锐，越过越清楚什么是对的，什么是错的。
We have to open ourselves up to the Lord to understand what is good and what is evil.
那么这是第一点哈。那么第二个呢，我们之所以要长大了，是免得我们退后跌倒。
And so that's the first point. The second is that we need to mature, otherwise we will retreat and stumble.
在六章四节呢，他说到一些人呢，他们呢真的是信主了哈。
In chapter 6, verse 4, there are those who have truly believed in the Lord.
他们蒙了光照, 他们看见自己是个罪, 需要这主的救恩,
they have been enlightened. They see themselves as sinners and they need the salvation.
他们尝过天恩的滋味, 他们经历主的恩典, 赦罪的恩典, 在生命当中不断带领的恩典。
And they've tasted of this heavenly gift and they've received this grace and partaken of it.
他们又与圣灵有份, 他们经历圣灵在里面的带领, 这个, 膏油的涂抹,
and so they're partakers of the Holy Spirit. They have felt its presence and have been anointed by the Holy Spirit.
他们也尝过神善道的滋味, 他们读主的话, 那么知道主的话是个何等甘甜,
and they've tasted the good word of God and they've seen how sweet the word of the Lord is.
他也觉悟来世的全能, 他知道认识, 有一天我们在神面前要受审判, 我们要这个, 神呼召我们要与他作王,
and they've seen the powers of the age to come, and they know that the Lord will one day return in judgment, and we will reign together with him.
我们想说这些人的话, 那么这人一定是很好的基督徒了, 这是一个, 你说这绝对是一个重生得救的基督徒了。
And so when you hear these description of these people, you must say that, oh, these must be great Christians that have been born again.
他如果离弃道理,
it says in verse 6, and then have fallen away. It is impossible to renew them again to repentance.
他说如果我们离开了主, 不再跟随主的话, 那么就好像人这一块田地啊, 吃过屡次的下了雨水啊, 生长菜蔬啊, 耕种, 合乎耕种的人用, 但是如果长荆棘棘藜的话呢, 就要被火焚烧的。
And so the Bible compares these people to those to this ground which was when is watered and is intended to bring forth vegetables for those who have tilled it, but instead they yield thorns and thistles, then it is worthless and it will only be burned.
我想这里不是讲的他们那个会永远的沉沦,
I don't believe that here it says that they will be
perish
eternally.
那么我们相信一次得救了我们就永远得救了。
We believe that once we are saved, we are saved eternally.
但是呢, 这里是说到, 如果我们离开了主, 离开了这些的道理的话呢, 在神的手中就没有用了, 就好像被荆棘要烧掉一样, 在主的手中毫无用处了。
But instead it is that these people are no longer useful to the Lord, that in his hands they are only good to be burned.
那我们就问说为什么有这么好的经历, 他还会退后, 他还会跌倒呢?
Then we must ask, even if they have such a good experience with the Lord, why have they retreated?
那么在这一段经文里头让我们看见有一个很主要的原因,
in these verses they give us a very good reason.
那么就是呢, 我们如果不在主里头往前走的话呢,
if we are in the Lord and we are no longer walking forward,
那么就会落到这样的光景,
we'll fall into this situation.
那么就好像呢, 那个你这条船啊, 往上游啊, 你要是
And so it is as if you were in a boat rowing upstream. If you stop rowing, then you'll be pushed back.
我小的时候在乡下的时候，在河沟里头，他们看到一群一群的鱼在往上游。
And so when I was a child in the rural areas, when we looked at the streams, we could see fishes swimming upstream.
哎，发觉了，有下子他们鱼累了哈，他们呢一停下来的时候就往下走了。
We see that if these fishes become tired and they stop swimming, they'll be pushed back by the flow of the river.
那么在我们这条这个走天路的那个这条路上面呢，许多弟兄姊妹们，我们一同在往上游。And
so this heavenly road that we are walking together with the saints, we are all swimming upstream.
那什么时候呢, 我们累了, 我们游不动了, 我们就往下飘去了。
The moment we become tired and we stop swimming, then we'll be pushed down.
那看见呢, 在主里面, 那不断的成长, 那不断是神的心意, 也是我们在这条路上非走不可的路。
And so, not only is this matured maturing God's will, but it is something that we must do.
唯有我们在主里头不断的长大成人，我们才认识神他自己的公义，而且在我们生命当中活出神的义来。
And so, unless we mature, we will not be able to understand God's righteousness and live out His righteousness.
唯有我们不断的在主里面长进，我才不至于随波逐流。这个世界像个洪流一样的哈，什么时候我们不往上游，我们就被冲下去了。
And so, growing maturity is also something that we must do because this world is like a flood pushing against us, and if we stop swimming, then we'll be pushed back.
那么我们怎么样在主里头长大呢？
So how can we mature in the Lord?
在第六章的前半段呢，他给我们指到两个方面。
In the first half of Hebrews chapter 6, he gives us two sides.
一个呢，他说到要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
The first is leaving the elementary teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity.
一面呢，就是说我们在真理上面呢，不断的晋升呢，不断的认识。
That is to say that in the truth we must continue to be diligent and continue to learn.
那另一方面呢，是在我们在生命上长大，我们要彼此相爱，我们要服侍，好，我们要服侍我们的主。
And the second is that in life we have to love one another and serve the Lord.
那么这两件事情呢，都是相对，就是同样的重要啊。
And these two things they have the same importance.
主说我就是道路真理跟生命啊，一面我们在生命真理上面成长，一面在生命上成长。
That is in life and in truth, you need both to grow.
那么对着这些那个希伯来的圣徒来讲的话呢，他们在生命上的成长其实是挺不错的。
And so for the Hebrew believers, their growth in life is actually commendable.
因为呢，他说呢，这个他们呢。伺候圣徒啊，他们彼此相爱。
It says that they supported the saints and they love one another.
他们的殷勤做主的工。
And they work together for the work of the Lord.
在教会当中有许多的服事。
And they serve often in the church.
那么作者只是对他们一些鼓励，说还勉励说还得往前去啊哈，因为要效法那些凭着信心跟忍耐承受应许的人。
And so he says, they're encouraged to be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
那么，所以这些弟兄姊妹，你在外面看的话呢，在生命上的成长，彼此相爱，其实是非常好的哈。
And so from the outside, we see that these brothers and sisters seem to be doing not bad.
那么，为什么这作者这个圣经说他们还是婴孩呢？
Then why is the author still calling them infants?
你发觉呢，他们呢在真理方面呢，他们不够扎实。
But we find that in truth they are lacking.
那么他这里他说呢，所以我们应该离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
It says, therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity.
我们再多思想一讲这句话哈。
Let us consider this phrase a little bit more deeply.
当我们呢在说到我们要进入完全的时候，我们大部分的时候，我们都是想到我们生命中的完全，我们呢彼此相爱，我们都是更多的服侍，这是重要的。
When we think of maturity, we often think of the maturity of life, that the loving of each other to grow in the service.
但是他在这里说呢，要进入完全的话，他是说要离开基督道理的开端。
But the author here says.In order to press on to maturity, we need to leave behind the elementary teaching about the Christ.
我们可以把这两件事情呢，把拿一棵大树来比较哈，来想。
So we can take this matter and compare it to a big tree.
那么真理呢，好像那个根啊。
The truth is like the roots.
那生命呢，好像上面才成长的那个树叶果子。
And the life is the leaves and the fruit.
人看见的时候，大部分都是外面的长的叶子茂密，果子丰富啊。
And what people see outwardly are the leaves and the flowers and the fruit.
但是呢，它这上面长得好的话，它一定要一个很深的根才行的。
But for the top to grow well, it must have deep roots.
那么那个根有多深呢？它的树上面的树就长多高的。
How deep the roots are.That is how tall the top of it will grow.
那一棵树啊，它有根有多深，你是看不到的。
But how deep the roots are, you can't see.
那么你只看得到外在上面长着，才显在人面前。
And all you can see is the top part, the outward part before man's eyes.
如果我们的根呢扎得不够深的话呢，上面这些假长的长不好，而且呢很容易被吹倒的。
If the roots are not deep, then the top portion of the tree will not grow well, and not only that, it will be very easy to knock over.
那么其实这些弟兄姊妹们呢，他们在真理上已经有一些很好的很好的建造了。
And so these.Believers in the truth, they must have some good foundation.
那么呢，他们懊悔死刑，他们看见啊那个后悔我们过去所犯的罪。
They see the repentance from dead works and their sins.
他们信靠神，他们相信主耶稣基督的宝血，相信主耶稣神是那个我们的救是创造的主，他是主是我们的救主。
And they believe in the Lord Jesus, that He is our Creator.
他们呢受浸归入主的名下
，They've been baptized under His name。
他们也接受了按手的礼仪的这个恩赐的分赐，而且那个在主里的交通。
And they've received the laying on of hands and received the grace and have fellowship。
他们也有那个复活的盼望，不但是说他们亲人过世，他们有盼望自己面对死亡的时候也不惧怕。
And they believe in the resurrection of dead, so not only for their relatives, but for themselves.
他们也认识、相信、知道，将来有一天不但这个有白色大宝座的审判，在基督台前也有要审判，我们要面对神的审判。
And that they believe that one day we'll stand before this the throne of the Lord and receive eternal judgment.
我们在想说这些大道理，我们到今天还在学习哈。
And we think all these truths today we are still learning of.
但是他说呢，这是基督道理的开端。
But the author here says these are the elementary teachings of Christ.
我们呢在信主以后呢，就应该有一些基要真理我们要学哈。
And so when we first believe in the Lord, these are some of the basic truths that we need to learn.
很多基要的真理，我在想啊，这个那个王国贤弟兄写的那个在主里长进那两本书啊，非常重要哈。
And so consider these elementary teachings, I'm reminded of this brother Wang.And his two books that are about growing in Christ.
每一个题目啊，都是不但是初信的要学，我们信主多年还需要的那个来思想。
And so these two books, their topics are all about things that we need to learn when we first believe. Not only that, but after we believe for a while, what we still need to learn.
这些基要真理呢，都非常的重要啊。
So these elementary teachings are still very important.
但是呢，毕竟它是基要真理，它是给我们打根基的。
But still, they are elementary. These are our foundation.
那么我们在信主之后呢，那么我们会那个接受一些更深的一些真理。
And after we believe, we will receive some even deeper truths.
那么我们在这么多年，前面弟兄们给我们真是非常丰富的、非常宝贝的一些属灵的真理。
And so our predecessors in Christ.They have given us through the years so many precious truths.
我们呢，在认识了什么是神永远的旨意。
We've learned what is God's eternal will.
我们也那个知道那个神怎么样会在做他恢复的工作。
How the Lord will accomplish His work of recovery.
那么我们呢，今天也开始要天天经历魂的救恩。
And how we daily experience the salvation of our soul.
我们在传福音的时候，不但是要传恩典的福音，我们还传国度的福音。
When we share the gospel, not only share the gospel of grace, but also the gospel of the kingdom.
因为我们呢，不但只是信了主得救，我们还得过得胜的生活。因为有一天我们在国度里头跟他一同作王。
And so when we are saved, not only are we saved from our sins, but we need to become overcomers, because one day we will reign together with Him.
那这些都是非常重要、宝贝的真理，我们要需要一个一个的好、好好的认识。
So these are all very important truths that we need to individually, carefully study and know them.
那么也发觉呢，在我们在信主的年日当中呢，在不同的时候，神带领我们认识、听到、学习不同重要的真理。
And so we see that through the years, the Lord will lead us to.To all of these various different truths.
那么这些希伯来的圣徒们，他们这个时候他们最需要的真理是什么？
And so the Hebrews here in this case, what is the truth that they need to learn?
那么呢，他们在那当时呢，他们遇到了这个许多的难处哈，所以他们有一个倾向，有一个试炼呢，他们要回到旧约里头去。
And so the Hebrews here, they because of their experience of oppression, they have this tendency to return to the Old Testament.
如果他们再回去守律法的话, 会少掉许许多多的逼迫。
And so they were falling back to the old laws of Judaism and to avoid being persecuted.
所以呢, 圣灵呢,
And so here the Holy Spirit wants to lead them into a deeper truth.
就是呢,我们的主呢, 他是升入高天尊荣的大祭司,
that he is the great high priest.
这是一个非常重要的一个真理, 是他们这时候是最需要的。
And so this is a very important truth that they needed at that point.
他们需要好好在上面认识学习。
And they needed to carefully study and understand.
那么我们呢,今天,那个在 所以说到这个主事大祭司的时候，这个我们也里头也非常的宝贝啊。
And when we say today that the Lord is our great high priest, we also need to treasure it.
那时候你有没有注意到一件事情？
But have we paid attention to a certain point?
这么重要的一个真理，
Such an important truth.
为什么在保罗的书信十三卷书信里头没有一次提到
that in Paul's letters, all 13 of them, that he not once mentioned it?
那么约翰、彼得、雅各，甚至犹大都没有提这件事情。
And the other apostles, Peter, James, none of them spoke about this either.
如果这个真理这么重要，难道不需要在其他的经文，特别是保罗的书信里头也？
If this is such an important truth, then why hasn't anyone else talked about it?
你发觉呢, 要认识这个真理呢, 需要有一点那个旧约的背景。
And so we find that to understand this truth, you need a background in the Old Testament.
其实他在前面呢, 他已经说到耶稣基督他是那个慈悲中心的大祭司了。
The author actually mentioned previously that the Lord Jesus is a great high priest.
那么第二章最后的两节，他说呢，这个他要在凡事上与他弟兄相同，在神的事上成为慈悲忠心的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
And in the last verses of Hebrews chapter 2, it says, Therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
那他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能够搭救那些被试探的人。
For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
那么第四章的后面的那个三节的也说到我们的慈悲中心的大祭司呢，他能够体恤我们的软弱，因为他凡事受苦是试探，与我们一样。
The last verses of chapter 4 also speak of him as a faithful high priest that because he was tempted and suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
那么说到这些的时候，没有问题，这些弟兄姊妹们都能够接受。
And speaking of these things, there's no problem that all the brethren can receive it.
我发觉呢，我们今天呢，大部分的时候，我们说到我们的主他是个中大那个大祭司的时候呢，我们所着重的都是在这部分上面。
When we speak of the Lord as our high priest, we seem to dwell on this aspect.
我们想到我们主是大祭司的时候，说他是能够体恤我们的软弱，因为他凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
And when we speak of the Lord as a high priest, we think he can understand us because he went through the same temptations that we did.
所以我们能够坦然无惧地来到我们主面前。
So we can come boldly before our Lord.
那么这一点呢，那个。 不但是对我们这些当时的这些犹太的圣徒，他们没有问题，他们接受那个可以听那个听得进去。对我们这些外邦人的话也是一样，好，我们就是非常宝贝的一个真理。And
so for the Jewish believers at the time, that this was something that they could receive and accept, and they could treasure. And same for the Gentile believers, even for us today, that we can accept it.
但是呢，如果我们有些像他们一样有这些旧约的。 背景的话，你发觉有一个问题。
But if you had a background in the Old Testament, you will find that there is a slight problem.
我们的主他怎么能够成为祭司呢？
How can our Lord be a high priest?
因为照着律法来说的话呢，必须是利未人的后裔亚伦的子孙才能够当祭司的。
According to the Old Testament, you had to be a descendant of Levi, specifically from the house of Aaron, to be a priest.
我们的主呢，他是犹大的后裔，他是大卫的根。 他怎么能够真正的做祭司呢？
But our Lord is a, of the tribe of Judah, a descendant of David. How can he be a priest then?
他那么他就跟我说，他是因为他之所以能够大祭做大祭司，他不是照着亚伦的等次的，他是照着麦基洗德的等次的。
And so he is a high priest not in the order of Aaron, but in the order of Melchizedek.
那么在如果他的在那个如果律法还在的话呢，那么他不能做祭司的。
If the law still existed, then he could not be a priest.
哎，那个这个作者哈，也是正在这里发觉一件事情。这件事情其实他一定在他从前他在我们当中的时候已经说过了，但是呢，他们听不进去。
And so the author here, this is something that he must have shared with the Hebrews before, but they couldn't receive it.
啊，那这个太难了。嗯。
And it was too difficult for them.
这里我们呢，再稍微插出去一点呢、啊，你说到。我说这个很重要的真理，只对这些犹太人的信徒来启示啊。
And so here we'll take an aside to speak to something that only the Jewish believers would really understand.
我们看见了我们在新约圣徒宝贝这个新约圣经啊。
And so all of us New Testament believers truly cherish the New Testament.
所以新约圣经真的讲了很多很多重要的真理。
The New Testament Bible actually gives us so many important truths.
但是没有一个圣经新约的真理，它不是在旧约就提过的。
But all of these New Testament truths, not a single one has not first been discussed in the Old Testament.
你不管是因信称义也好，是主耶稣基督他那个是那个定死是受罪那个这个钉死哈是那个受苦也好。
And so everything from justification by faith to the Lord Jesus' suffering and death upon the cross.
那个或者是讲到那个甚至天人的国度，将来新天新地，你要是更清楚知道里面内容的话，你必须要来读旧约的。
Even the eventual kingdom to come, none of these things, if you want to fully understand them, you would need to first go to the Old Testament.
我们如果要认识知道主在十字架上受了多大的苦的话。
If you want to understand how great the suffering the Lord Jesus suffered upon the cross,
我们必须来好好读以赛亚书五十三章，我们必须要好好来读诗篇二十二篇的。
We need to carefully read Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22.
所以你看呢，这个虽然是我们在活在新约里头啊，可是我们也需要好好来读旧约啊。
So even though we're living in the New Testament, we need to carefully study the Old Testament.
因为很多宝贝的这真理啊，都藏在这旧约里头，要从旧约里挖掘出来。
And so there are many precious truths buried in the Old Testament that we need to dig them out.
那么这主他之所以能够这做祭司呢，是因为他是按照麦基洗德的等次做祭司。
And so the Lord Jesus is able to be a high priest because he is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
但是呢，就算是这些有蛮有的旧约那个圣经背景的这些希伯来圣徒啊，这是也是一个很难的一件事情啊。
But even for those Jewish believers who had a firm grasp on the Old Testament, this was something that was very difficult for them to understand.
那么他们呢？他说他们听不进去，他一听到这个真理，他耳朵就关起来了。
And so when they heard these truths, the Bible says that they covered their ears.
那么这件事情呢，对他们来讲是干粮啊，那不是奶啊，是干粮啊。啃不动啊。
And so the author describes these truths as solid food and not milk.
那么我们呢他说呢，如果要长大的话呢，必须要吃干粮。
And so the author says, if we want to grow to maturity, we need to eat solid food.
要吃了干粮的人才是一个长大成人的人。
Because only someone who eats solid food is someone who has matured.
那么哪一个先，哪一个后呢？
So what comes first? What comes second?
他说，因为他说呢，你们呢，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
It says for those who only
第十三节啊。
5:13. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness.
因为他为什么是婴孩呢？他只能吃干，他只能吃奶，他不能吃干粮，所以他还是个婴孩。
For he is an infant. So anyone who only drinks milk is cannot eat solid food is still an infant.
那么谁能够吃干粮呢？
So who can eat solid food?
那唯有长大成人呢才能吃干粮。
It says in verse 14, but solid food is for the mature.
我们要吃干粮才能长大。 那么要知道长大了才吃干粮，那谁先谁后呢？
We need to eat solid food to mature, but we have to be mature to eat solid food. So who's first and who's second?
你看那个小孩子啊，他们在慢慢长大，他从干粮变成他有个过程的。
And when we see a child growing up, when they're starting to eat solid food, there is a period of adjustment.
那么他要开始吃一些搅拌的食物，然后慢慢给他一点点的那个干粮吃啊，慢慢那个他习惯。
They start by giving the child some blended solid foods to get them accustomed to it.
你发觉呢，其实孩子在长大的时候，在吃干粮的过程啊，他长大两个是同时进行的，你很难说是谁先谁后。
And while they're growing, you're giving them both milk and solid food for a period of time, so.It's not to say what is first and what is second.
他长了几颗牙了，他开始啃一点那干粮食硬的食物吃。
And when they grow some teeth, they can give them some solid food to chew on.
那么这多吃一点干粮，他又长了几颗牙了，他也可以多吃一点这个硬的食物了，然后他就可以长大了。那他长大跟吃干粮是同时进行的啊。
And then as they grow more teeth, we give them some more solid food for them to chew on, and then so they are giving solid food and growing at the same time.
他这里说呢，他这里说呢，他说那个论到麦基洗德呢，我们好些话难以解，因为你听不进去。
And he says here, as for Melchizedek, we have many things to share, but it's hard for you to receive them or hear them.
那么听不进去的话，那我们希伯来书到第五章就应该结束了。
If they could not receive it, then we come to Hebrews chapter 5, and then that should be the end of the book.
他说他第六章的有一些劝勉，有一些警戒，有一些劝勉。
But in chapter 6, there are some encouragement.
到第七章的时候，他继续在讲麦基洗德的。
And in chapter 7, he continues to speak about Melchizedek.
我们不是说他听不进去吗？这第七章这么深的，他们怎么听得懂呢？
Didn't we say that this was not something that they could receive? And how is chapter 7 so deep for them?
圣灵没有因为他们吃不下去，他们听不进去，他真圣灵就不说了。
The Holy Spirit didn't just because they could not receive it, not speak about it.
从前圣灵可能借着这个作者他们中间讲过，他们听过去听不进去。现在把它写下来了，好好看。
The author of Hebrews may have at some point spoken to them about this, and they couldn't receive it in the past. So now he has written it down that they can study it carefully.
也许你不懂，没关系。孩子，那个你读了不懂，再读，懂一点了，再读一点，再读了，又要懂一点了啊。
And so, if you heard it and you didn't understand it, that's fine. I wrote it down for you. Now, if you read it and you still understand, that's fine. Keep reading it. Keep studying it. As you study, you learn a little bit more. You study some more. And you learn a little bit further.
其实在我们信主的过程当中，有很多这些是前面弟兄们讲的，在你刚开始的真听不懂啊。
And so, in our own experience, a lot of what our brothers have shared with us, in the beginning, we couldn't understand it.
可能我们一开始听到这些高深的那个道理的时候，我们耳朵就闭起来了，听不进去。
We may ourselves have heard these truths and said, covered our ears and said, I can't understand this.
那主实在是有怜悯啊！那我虽然听不懂，那么还是一次讲一次特会，两次特会，三次特会的说哈。
And so our Lord is merciful, and so even if I don't understand it the first time, we go to one special meeting, second special meeting, a third special meeting, and the Lord will keep saying to us.
如果还听不懂，还有录音带，你再反复的再听。如果还听不懂，还有书，你好好看啊。
And if you still don't understand, we have tapes that you can listen to it again and again. And if that doesn't work, then we still have books that you can study it.
其实很多时候我们的都有一个经历，你在读希伯来书，真的是读不懂啊。
Many of us have this experience as we read the book of Hebrews, that as we read it, we don't really understand it.
对这些有旧约的背景的圣徒们，他们都觉得这是太难了，这个干粮啊。对我们这些没有旧约背景来讲的话，那更不容易了。
And for all of us, for all of those Hebrew believers who had a good background in the Old Testament, if they found that this was difficult and as solid food, more so for us.Who are Gentile believers who don't have this background in the Old Testament, we would find it even more hard.
所以很多时候， 那时候我们呢读那个哥林多后书，读希伯来书，就读过去了，因为太深了，看不懂。
And so for many of us, as we read 2 Corinthians and Hebrews, we just read past it because it's too difficult for us.
那么有的时候我们在讲说，讲得太深了，那个听不懂，那么讲浅一点好了。
And so maybe we'll listen to messages and think, you know, the message was too deep. I don't understand it. Maybe we should go shallower.
圣灵不是这样子哈，听不懂，还是讲啊，听不懂。还是说
The Holy Spirit is not like this. Even if you don't understand, it will continue to speak. And it will continue to speak until you can receive it.
其实我们就是这么一点点听，一点点的吃，然后我们一点点的长，那么越来越那个认识神这些最重要的真理。
So we will continue to hear and chew on the solid food and to grow in maturity until we can receive.In its entirety.
那么在耶稣基督他是成为慈悲中心大祭司这件事情上。
So, on the matter of the Lord Jesus being our great high priest.
那是这么是一个非常重要的一个真理。
It's such a very important truth.
那么他的重要性不仅仅只是在说主他是他能够体恤我们，他能够在凡事上能够带领我们帮助我们。
The importance is not just that he can understand us and help us.
那么当他说到我们的主他之所以能够成为大祭司是因为按照麦基洗德的等次的时候。
When the author speaks of the Lord as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
那么这些有旧约背景的非常的那个这旧约根基很好的人觉得听不进去啊，因为这是个干粮啊，这个太难懂了。
And even those who have this background in the Old Testament, they can't receive it because this is solid food.
因为呢，关于麦基洗德呢，他在旧约里头啊，他只提过两次啊。
Because Melchizedek in the Old Testament is only mentioned twice.
那么在那个创世纪十四章的时候，二十八到二十节，三节圣经。
In Genesis, chapter
18-20.
When Abraham returned from fighting the kings, and he returned, he gave one tenth of all things, all of the spoils to Melchizedek.
然后呢，这就再没有提了。这第二次提呢，就在诗篇110篇第四节。
And after that, he is not mentioned until the Psalms 110 verse 4.
那么大卫呢，在那里说到这个弥赛亚的时候，预言呢，他是那个神说呢，神起的事呢，绝不后悔。你迈着麦基洗德等次的，永远做大祭司。
When here David is prophesying of the Savior to come, he says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek."
那么就这四节圣经，没有别的圣经了啊。
And so just these four Bible verses, and there's no other verses.
那么今天我们说呢？所以我们是讲圣经的时候，圣经多说的我们多说，圣经少说的少说，圣经不说的我们不说，对不对？
And so today when we share about the Bible, we say what the Bible shares a lot about, we should share a lot about. What the Bible shares a little about, we should share a little bit about. What the Bible doesn't speak about, we won't speak about.
那么在新约时代的时候，这确实是一个很重要的原则。
And in the New Testament era, this is a very important principle.
那么在当时呢？神的启示还没有完全
，because in that time the revelation of the Lord was not complete yet.
那么确实啊，从一个角度来说，只有这四节圣经，你能够讲出多少真理来嘛？哈。
And from a practical point, there with these four verses, how much truth can you reveal?
但是呢，这不是人的话，就是神的启示，因为他要把。更丰富的那个真理啊，在旧约里面藏着的，在新约里面它要显明出来的。
Because But this is not God's way, because He shared these verses and He has buried this truth in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament era, He is going to reveal it.
那么主呢，他是慈悲忠敬的大祭司。这今天固然是我们每个人宝贝的，就我们这些没有那个就业背景的人，也常常这么提啊，我们常常祷告哈，那这么用。
That the Lord Jesus is our faithful great high priest is such a precious truth. That even those of us who don't have an Old Testament background, we treasure it and we often mention it and study it.
但是如果我们知道主他之所以能够成为大祭司,
but if we understand how the Lord is able to be a high priest,
他不是按着亚伦的等次就叫大祭司,
that he is not He's not a high priest according to the order of Aaron. That he is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This is a revolutionary truth or understanding. This will change the whole era.
因为他说呢，如果那个祭司的职分要改变的话，律法也要改啊。
If the priesthood is being changed, then the law itself must also change.
如果呢，我们还活在旧约的那个律法底下的话，
if we're still dwelling under the Old Testament law,
主他是不能够做大祭司的。
Then the Lord cannot be a high priest.
他之所以能够这么做大祭司，
because he is able to be a high priest.
因为这是一个新的时代了。
Because this is a new time.
他说呢，那个这次在带进一个新的约。
This is a new covenant.
那么他说旧约呢是一无所成哈，是那个made nothing perfect.
The old covenant, the old law did not make anything perfect.
神之所以要基督按着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司，是因为他带进一个新约。
And the Lord Jesus is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek because he is bringing a new covenant.
那么整个旧约的时代都完全过去了。
And the era of the Old Testament has completely passed away.
这是个何等大的一个信息，很重要的一个信息。
This is such a very important truth.
那这是正是这些当时的这些那个希伯来圣徒他们最需要的一个真理。
And this is the truth that these Hebrew believers really needed at that time.
因为呢，他们呢受到了压迫，受到了这个许多的试探，他们还想回到旧约里头去。
Because of the oppression and the temptation that they were facing, they wanted to retreat to the Old Testament.
其实回到旧约律法里头，不单是他们面对的试探啊。
Because returning to the Old Testament is not just the temptation that they faced.
那么连新约里头，像加拉太的教会，像哥罗西的教会。 这些活在新约里头的人，他们都有试探要回到旧约里头去，继续守律法。
Because the Galatian church and the Colossian church, all these churches that dwelt in the New Testament era, they were also facing the same temptation to return to the Old Testament.
所以主呢，他按着麦基洗德等次做大祭司这件事情呢，不单是对这些希伯来的圣徒是非常的重要。
So that the Lord Jesus was a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek was not just the truth that was important to the Hebrew believers.
就是我们这些外邦的圣徒活在新约里头是一样的重要。
It is equally important to all of the Gentile believers.
如果我们没有对这件事情有认更深刻的认识的话，
if we don't have this deep understanding,
那么加拉太教会所犯的错误，哥罗西教会所犯的错误，不是偶然的事情。
And the error of the Galatian and the Colossian churches wouldn't just be coincidence.
如果我们不认识神工作的法则，不知道神已经在你的心里往前去的话，我们会回到过去，因为太多的试探着。
If we didn't understand this truth about the Lord, then we would not be able to continue in our journey with the Lord because the temptation to fall back into the Old Testament is too great.
那主他按着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司这件事情呢，是干粮。
And so that the Lord Jesus is a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek
is solid food.
And so let's not look at the Hebrew believers here and saying that they couldn't understand it and they couldn't when they read it they couldn't believe it.
那么既然圣经把这件书 不但给了他们，也给了我们。
And so the Holy Spirit gave this book not just to them, but to us as well.
那么就算是干粮，我们也得啃。我们那个能吃多少吃多少。
And so even if it is solid food, we have to chew on it. Well, we can swallow. We can that much we can swallow.
所以呢，我们来读希伯来书的时候，我们得承认啊，七章到十章不容易读。
And so as we study the book of Hebrews, we admit that chapters 7 through 10 are difficult to read.
我们不晓得我们能够讲多少，我们能够交通多少。
We're not sure how much we can speak of, how much we can share.
但是主若许可的话，主若怜悯的话。
If the Lord is willing, and if the Lord is merciful.
我们想从三个方面来看这个重要的真理。
We want to see these important truths from three different points.
那么首先我们要看的是这个这件事情哈，他要所带进的是一个新的约啊。
The first is that what the Lord is bringing in at this time is a new covenant.
那么他告诉我一件事情是旧约已经过去了，新约就来了啊。
What he's telling us is the Old Testament has passed away, and the New Testament has come. The New Covenant has come.
主是怎么样借着这样这个指示带进新约？我们需要这仔细来看。
And how he has brought about this new covenant, we need to carefully study.
那么，唯有我们更多、更清楚的、更深一点的认识，再进去看的话呢，我们才能宝贝我们今天所读的那个新约是何等样的那个的重要。
And if we study and understand this more and more, we can begin to understand how precious the new covenant truly is to us.
那么，这在我们刚刚说了，我们要读新约，我们要读旧约哈。那么读。怎么来看旧约呢？
And we said before that if we want to understand the New Testament, we have to first study the Old Testament. How do we study the Old Testament?
那如果他说呢，这个他说既说新约，既与前约为旧，那渐旧渐衰的，就变归于无有了。那旧约就是完全过去了。
If we're saying that the New Testament has come and the Old has passed away, what is the use of studying the Old Testament?
那么我们今天怎么样要有一个正确的态度来读旧约呢？
What is the proper attitude we should have when studying the Old Testament?
那么怎么样来这个在这个光中，我们怎么样来认识新约里的宝贝呢？
And in that light, how can we treasure what is shared with us in the New Testament?
那么在这四章里面呢，他给我两个重要的词啊。
So in these four chapters, he gives us two important.
一个呢就是更美的 better.
One is the better.
那么他的说了好几个更美的，更美的。
The author speaks of many. This is better. This is better.
他说呢，那个他所带进的新约呢，他是一个更美的指望啊，他有一个他的那个盼望比新约来的来的美。
Says there's a better hope. The New Testament has a better hope for us.
那么他所给我们的那应许是一个更美的应许。
And the promises are better. The better promises.
旧约有许多的应许。但是新约的应许呢更美啊！
That the Old Testament has many promises, but the promises in the New Testament are better.
那么我们所主所带进的约呢，是一个更美的约。
And the covenant that the Lord Jesus has brought to us is a better covenant.
那么旧约是挺不错的，因为那个在生命记他说呢，他你很多国都会羡慕以色列人说。哪一国那些有像以色列国像神给他们这么美的律法，这么好的律法，是很好的这个律法。但是呢，新约比那个旧约更美啊，在哪里更美
？And so in Old Testament, the covenant that the Lord had with Israel was good already. That many other nations say, and what other nation is like Israel that the Lord has given them such a good a law to follow? But the New Testament.With the new covenant is even better.
那么它之所以更美呢，是因为我们的主所献的祭呢是一个更美的祭物。
And how is it better? Because the sacrifice that the Lord has offered up is better, a better sacrifice.
那么就旧约的时候献祭呢是要恢复人跟人之间的关系。
And the Old Testament sacrifices were to restore the relationship between man and God.
他告诉我们，但是他告诉我们一件事：这些的祭物永远不能让除的。既然不能除罪，为什么还是历世历代在献这些祭呢？
But these Old Testament sacrifices did not endure, and they didn't last forever, so why would you keep doing it?
因为呢，我们主呢，他们都是一个预表啊，是预表有一天主他就把自己献上，是那个他是他自己是那个更美的祭物。
And the Bible tells us that this is because these are a sign, a demonstration to just point us to the Lord, that one day He Himself will be that better sacrifice.
我们呢需要 那要明白他的宝贝的话，我们需要一个一个来看啊，这个更美的，到底是怎么样的美法。
And if we truly want to understand, and we need to examine each of these better things to see exactly how or why they are better.
那么另外第二个词呢，就是一次。
And the second phrase is once for all.
Once for all. 那么他起码就提了六七次，一次。
And so the author wrote about seven times, once.
那么他在末次显现一次，把自己献为祭，他一次献在那个是那个被献担当了许多的罪，他许多的一次。
And Christ offered once to bear the sins of many, and for this he did once for all, he offered up himself.
那么基本上呢，我们这几个一次呢，可以把它归纳成三个一次。
And so we can group these once for alls into three buckets, three categories.
那么一次呢，的第一个呢是的第九章二十八节呢，基督既然一次被献担当了多人的罪。
In Hebrews 9:28, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many.
那么我们呢，之所以罪能够得赦免，是因为主他一次献上就把这个那个什么救恩成全了。
And that we can be justified by faith is because the Lord Jesus offered himself up once to fully accomplish the work of salvation.
我们今天呢，不需要再献祭了，不需要再另外其他的方法，我们就可以称义了。
And today we don't need to offer up sacrifices because there was no other way to be justified.
那么当我们称义之后呢，我们要过属天的生活，对不对？我们要过成圣的生活。
And after we've been saved, we need to live this holy life.
那么第十章第的第十节呢？他说：“那么我们凭着旨意，靠着耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。”
In Hebrews 10:10, by this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
我们不但我们称义是主一次做成了。
Not only are we sanctified, but it is by the work of the Lord Jesus once for all.
那么我们呢，这过成圣的生活，也是那个主一次就做成了。
And we have the sanctified life because the Lord Jesus did this once for all.
主他所献上的这更美的祭，他不但在我们在叫我们在神面前永远称义了。
And so, because the Lord Jesus offers himself up once, not only are we forever justified before the Lord.
那么我们在这里要过这个，我们说魂的救恩也好，我们这过这个成圣的生活也好，那么所能够依靠的没有别的，仍然是主他自己所一次的献上。
And so, whether to say the salvation of our souls or to live a sanctified life, that we are able to do this is because we are relying on the Lord Jesus' sacrifice once for all.
不是说呢，我们呢信了主了，那么称义了他一次好，那么那成圣怎么办呢？要过这那个魂的救恩成圣生活怎么办呢？想些别的办法吗？
That is to say that once we are justified before the Lord, that to live a sanctified life or to have the salvation of our souls, that we need to search for another method or another way to do that.
在我们过成圣的生活当中，没有别的，仍然是靠着主他一次的献上。
To live a sanctified life, there is no other way, only through this sacrifice once for all for the Lord Jesus.
天天靠着主在十字架上的救恩，过我们成圣的生活。
And it is through his sacrifice on the cross that we are living this victorious life today.
那么第十章十四节他说呢，他一次献祭便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
In Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
我们呢不单是信主称义这件事情上，我们靠得住得住的保险。
And so it is not just this sanctification process that we are relying on the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
Justification.
Justification.
那我们成圣的生活是这样。那么我们就知道，一直到哪一天，我们那个 过得胜的生活，让得胜者站在主面前，也不是靠着别的，仍然是靠着主，这是主的宝血。
And the fact that we can one day stand victorious before the Lord is not by any other method, but it is still the same by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
那么我们说，神的心意是叫我们离开道理的开端，我们进入完全的地步。
And so the Lord's will is for us to leave behind these elementary principles of Jesus Christ, but and to move on into maturity.
神的心意，主的心意说，你们要完全像你的父完全一样。
And the Lord's will is for us to be perfect as our Father is perfect.
那么我们如何进入完全呢？
So how can we enter into this perfection?
没有靠别的。
We're not relying on anything
else. 唯有靠着主，主他自己的十字架。
Only relying on the Lord Jesus and his death upon the cross.
他一次献上那个更美的祭物，那我们就保证我们，他是那个我们靠着他，有一天我们会进入完全。
And we're relying upon the Lord Jesus, His better sacrifice, that we can enter into perfection.
这是他的应许啊。
And this is His promise.
这是他在十字架上所做的工作。
And this is the work He accomplished upon the cross.
那么这确实哈，我们呢在这条路上，那个需要不断的在生命中往前去啊。
And so, on this pathway, we need to continue to walk forward.
也许我们在不同的信主的年日当中呢，我们会那个碰见不同的难处，我们有不同功课要学。
And so, at various different times in our journey with the Lord, we may encounter different difficulties that we have different lessons to learn.
我们开始的时候可能那个是只能吃奶啊，我们呢那么那个好像吃不下这些干粮。
In the beginning, we may only drink milk, we may not be able to eat the solid food.
那不管呢，主在什么时，在哪，在我们的生活、生命当中哪个阶段，他要我们学这个功课，我们可能开始怎么学一点，一段时间以后，我们又离开了，我们再回来再学哈。
And so the Lord in His dealing with us, we may learn only a little bit of the lesson. We may go away and then return and then learn a little bit more.
但愿主啊，他自己恩待我们呐、啊，让我们在主他成为慈悲忠心的大祭司这件事情上呢，我们有更多的认识。
The Lord be merciful to us, and in this matter of the Lord Jesus being a faithful great high priest, let us continue to learn.
虽然呢，这是真的是不容易读的，我们没有旧约的背景啊，但是靠主的恩典呢、啊，我们能吃多少我们吃多少。
And because this is a difficult lesson, especially for us without this Old Testament background, but as much as we can chew and eat now, we'll let us chew and eat.
巴不得我们在这些重要的属灵真理上面呢，找那个真跟那个扎的深哈。
That the truth would be our roots and be able to grow deep.
如果我们里面根扎的深的话，不管外面什么样的风风雨雨。
But and so if our roots in the truth are deep, then no matter what the wind or the rain outside may be,
也许暴风来的时候，我们的叶子被吹掉了，我们果子散了一地的。
And even if the storm blows by, our leaves may be blown away and our fruit may have fallen to the ground.
只要我们的根扎得深了。
But as long as our roots are deep,
太阳一出来了，雨下了，我们上面的那个树叶马上就长起来了。
As long as the roots are deep, and once the sun returns and the rain comes, then the leaves and the fruits will immediately return. That we would bear fruit and give the glory to the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. And Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
借着耶稣基督，我们那慈悲升入高天、慈悲忠心的大祭司，天天在神面前为我们代求。
We thank you that you have given us our Lord Jesus in heaven as our faithful great high priest who is constantly interceding for us.
And
we can come boldly before the mercy seat.
Please
teach us these spiritual truths that we may understand how great our Lord Jesus is.
他所成就的救恩是何等样的完备。
And how complete and precious is His work of salvation. And how glorious and hopeful is His new covenant. When we are weak,
然后我们在受到许多暴风雨的时候 的那个摧残的时候
And when the storm blows against us,
然后能够紧紧的依靠主
And we may firmly rely upon the Lord.
因为是我们的主他一次献上自己叫我们进入永远的完全
Because he has offered himself up once for all for us to enter into perfection.
感谢主祷告奉主的名
We thank the Lord and we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.